online. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features are free. The website, by the way, allows you to take control of the front page content by voting up and voting down the stuff that you like and the stuff you don't like. You can actually submit your own stuff. We're talking about videos, blog posts, news items, whatever it is you think our audience might be interested in. You can essentially create the content of the site at freetalklive.com. And, you know, I don't know if – has this story made it to the front page of our website? Because if not, it's it should be. The folks over at copblock.org have been reporting over the past few days about something that has gone down out in Kern County. I believe it is California. Something that I found particularly outrageous, and I know I don't see it on our front page of our website. So you can't get everything there, but eventually we will have everything. That is of a liberty interest at freetalklive.com, but it's up to you guys to create the content. But copblock.org does a great job of following police corruption and the tyranny of the police state. And it's a relatively new website, and I think that it's hit the scene with a good splash. Adam Miller is with us, one of the proprietors behind the site. Adam, are you there, sir?
I am here. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Now, our listeners may recognize you from the Motorhome Diaries. You were one of the three travelers during – or one of the four, I guess, travelers during the Motorhome Diaries last year with Pete from Pete Air and Jason Talley, who are, I guess, longtime friends of the show at this point. And we've had you on in the past. And you're relatively new to the Liberty movement. It's the Motorhome Diaries that brought you on board with Liberty, as I recall. Isn't that the right the story?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, I've been involved in the movement for a little over a year, and like recently after getting involved, I hooked up with Pierre and Jason Talley, and we went on the road and did Motorhome Diaries, and kind of been kicking along ever since.
So, I mean, you jumped in. Like I said, the website I think has made a splash. It's a nice looking site. Copblock.org is where people can go. You post all kinds of stuff that I just don't see popping up anywhere else,
yeah,
as far as police brutality and police corruption. And this particular video that we're going to talk about isn't brutal in that nobody gets, you know, their face kicked into the pavement, thank goodness. However, they do get their home just molested.
It's disturbing and weird.
And the thugs, the cops in this particular story are awfully nasty. I mean, as though it weren't bad enough that they were tearing apart someone's home, they're also just rude about it. Why don't you give our listeners a basic summary of what's going down here? What can they find on the front page of copblock.org right now, Adam?
Sure, yeah. Like you're saying, Kearns County, California, you were correct, Sheriff's Department, along with a bail enforcement agent who really has no, you know, jurisdiction on, like, search and seizures and things like that unless they're actually pursuing, like, they see somebody they have a bail on and they run into your building. But anyways, yeah, this woman wakes up at 6:30 in the morning to pounding from windows, doors, every opening to her home, and she's had problems with the police department before, harassment, some of which actually has been violent. And so this time she immediately grabs her camera. She has security cameras all around her property now due to this. And she's kind of just waiting. And at one point she sees an officer literally coming almost through her window. He has like a, I don't know if it's a baton or a stick that he grabbed from the ground, like to move the shades and stuff away, yelling at her to open the door. At which time she starts asking them why they're here. Why are they pounding on her door? She opens the front door actually, but that wasn't until like three or four officers had came in the back. And, at that point the officer's like, we have a warrant. We're looking for Andrew or Alan, and they start rifling off some names. And she says she's a woman, so she's obviously not these male names. And she tells them they're not here and they need to leave. And she's constantly telling them to leave her property, that they have no authority or jurisdiction over her. And they laugh at her. They mock her. They lie to her. I mean, they rummage through her property. And all this is on tape. And, I mean, they clearly can see her recording. The camera from outside that she recently posted on her YouTube channel, just today, shows like these officers come up, they see the security camera, they block it for a while. Mm-hmm. She has notes on her door how they're not welcome. And
she actually says at one point, she actually says, this is private property, and one of them quips back and says, no, it's not for bail enforcement or something like that. Just
Yes, yeah, not for federal bail enforcement or something
right.
like that.
Right, and he says he doesn't need a warrant because federal law says da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and really it's just a group of strange men tossing a woman's home, and it's just absolutely outrageous. And how often does this happen across the country? I imagine it's fairly often.
You said, Adam, this is obviously Adam can't answer that question. Now, you said that this was a warrant that they had for these guys, but it was a bench warrant, and that's not a warrant to search a search property, right?
That's an arrest order.
That's what they said. And actually, after doing some more investigation into the story and actually talking with Star and Allen, the woman who was in the video and the person that they were looking for, the warrant doesn't even exist. There is no warrant for this person. They're merely trying to harass him because if you look on this woman's YouTube channel that you can find on copblock.org, her friend Joe was beaten by police. These people are what they call free men, and they're sovereign people living on the land. And so when they have police run-ins, they do a lot of the civil disobedience that the folks in Keene are doing, where they don't give information. They don't have social security cards or IDs, and they won't go through the booking process. So these officers beat this guy pretty bad, and now he's looking at to sue them personally, so they're actually threatening him. So they were actually looking for him, saying there was a warrant. They're just actually looking for him, which is even more wrong, and which is why I think the Sheriff's Department, who spends all day Thursday with CopBlock reporters calling in, and I'm sure other news outlets, in meetings, they weren't answering phone calls, and they really realized they've bitten off a lot more than they can chew, that they weren't expecting this woman to film and get this kind of response that she has so quickly.
Oh, and I see that we actually have Star on the line, which is interesting because I actually saw we're going to bring her on here in a moment. I actually saw her in a video a while back. I think it was her going into the DMV, and maybe she can tell us a little bit more about it. You don't mind if we bring her on right now, right, Adam?
No, yeah.
All right, cool. Let's bring Star on. That's the lady who is in the video that you'll see over at copblock.org. Star, you're in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Good evening.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Star. Doing great. You're on with Ian Luther and Mark here tonight. Of course, Adam is here from CopBlock. I was just saying, I first saw you, I guess it was probably a couple of years ago now, maybe a year or so ago, on your YouTube channel. I don't know where it was linked to from, but there was video of you going into like the county bureaucrat's office, the DMV or something like that, and just letting
them
have it.
In the county recorders.
Yeah, you just let them have it. What? Can we just rewind back to that? I mean, was that kind of the beginning phase of all of this? Where did that play into the cops, you know, coming eventually to your home here this past week and busting in?
Well, you know, I have a feeling that did play into it. You know, on a long, you know, over a period of time here, different actions that I've taken in that. Fashion that they don't want to acknowledge that that they have to follow the oaths that they that they allege to be
right. They swore
under.
Oaths. They swore oaths allegedly. But you're right. They certainly, and we've seen evidence of this up here in New Hampshire, where we're producing this show from, and all around the country. They really don't care about the oath they swore, and they don't care about the constitutions, which are their sets of rules that they've agreed to. We didn't agree to them.
Right.
And, you mentioned that you're a sovereign. I love that concept. I changed my name to Freeman for that exact reason, because I think it's important to declare personal sovereignty, to essentially declare your independence from this coercive state that we have all around us, federal, state, and local. They're all a bunch of criminals that are acting with the color of legitimacy. So
I put them all on notice of that, including Sheriff Donnie Youngblood in Kern County, and all of the agencies affiliated, all the way up to Obama and Hillary and Immigration Services, the Secret Service, Homeland Security.
I want to come back and talk more about this. If you can hang on, the both of you will come back at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got Star on with us. She's a lady who has decided that she's her own individual. She's not owned by the state, and she's ready to act like it. And, of course, the state has come in and decided to try to teach her a lesson. We'll see if she'll learn it in a moment. More with Star and Adam. That's Free Talk Live.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective. Our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got our Free Talk Live news updates. You can get them delivered in the way that works best for you. You can get emailed updates. You can follow the Twitter profile, the Free Talk Live Facebook fan page. You can do one, two, or all three if you want. Just go to news.freetalklive.com, see the options. That's news.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's to get together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented individuals all in the same geographic area. We're starting to see what kind of amazing things can come out of that synergy that getting liberty-minded people together can create. And it has just begun up here in New Hampshire. FreeStateProject.org. Hundreds of people have already made the move. Over 10,000 now have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And if you are just about sick and tired, if you are fed up with all of the government tyranny from both the left and the right, because they're really two sides of the same coin, if you're sick and tired of it and you're willing to actually do something about it, you really should go, you owe it to yourself, to go to FreeStateProject.org and learn more and get signed up. Come on up here and join the fun, because it is a lot of fun doing activism when you actually have activists who you can do it with. Because where I come from, there were some people down there, but it was like pulling teeth to try to get anything to happen. Up here, there's a lot to choose from. Yeah,
absolutely.
Already.
It's like night and day. I mean, down there, I knew two other libertarians.
Yeah, up here, you can go to regular social occasions and meet up with a whole bunch of great folks. So anyway, we're back with Adam Miller from CopBlock.org. Adam, welcome back to the program. Are you there, sir?
I am here.
Thanks. Right. Now, just we're going to bring back Star in a moment, but just to recap for our listeners what has been happening. And, Adam, you are a Free State Project participant, are you not?
I am, and I'm hoping to be up there, you know, prior to or just after Porkfest.
Excellent. Well, we would love to have copblock.org originating from the soon-to-be Free State of New Hampshire. New Hampshire is really becoming, because of all the great activists coming here, it's really becoming a media mecca, with a liberty media mecca, with television, radio, blogs. We've got even our own newsprint, so even the old dinosaur media, we're making our own of those things, too. So it'll be great to have you here. CopBlock.org right now is following a story out of California involving a lady named Star, who had the police bust in, sheriffs from Kern County bust into her home the other day. And Star is with us here. Star, you're back on from Kern County, California. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so we saw some of the video here, and our listeners can go to copblock.org to see the full video. Luther was just watching some of it during the break. I mean, Luther, your first impressions on what you saw happen?
Well, I'm about halfway through the video now. It's pretty outrageous. It's one of the most outrageous videos I've ever seen of cops coming into somebody's house in this manner. You know, claiming they have a warrant, and then he's like, oh, I don't need a warrant. And
right, federal law allows me to do whatever the hell I want to.
Right, right.
I'm a little man with a big attitude.
It doesn't count as property now, you know.
And they do have attitudes. They really do. How did they get in, Star? Because you were at your front door talking to one of the bureaucrats, and then they come from behind you in your home. Did you ever figure out how they ended up getting in?
Well, yeah, I mean, you can see in the video, and if you look at the one that I uploaded last night of my security camera on the door, on the front door, you can see that there's only one of the five agents at the front door. The other four are already in my house. They jimmied my back door. And
wow.
And you can also see in the video, one of them is partway through a window.
So now that you have the video and to prove it, obviously the police department will be firing these guys and putting them up on charges of trespassing and breaking and entering, right?
Yeah, I'm sure they will immediately because I have served Donnie Youngblood, the sheriff, since 2008 when I first served him with my notice of political status or non-political status, if you want to put it that way, they have no jurisdiction at all over me. I have no contracts, no ties with any governmental agencies, entities whatsoever in any way, shape, or form.
Do you pay rent?
They're all foreign to me.
Star, do you pay rent or are you a homeowner?
I own my home. My grandfather built it.
So are you paying property tax?
No.
How does that work? Because I hate that I pay these government bureaucrats property tax, and I've always wanted to stop. And one day I'm going to be so fed up with their tyranny that I actually will. I just, you know,
well,
I would like to
stop.
Hmm?
I mean, I just didn't pay them.
So how long has it been?
I'm in the middle of a bank fraud dispute.
How long has it been since you have stopped paying property tax?
I think about 2 years.
2 years, okay. Because up here in New Hampshire, they will begin to take your home after 3 years of being in, back payments on property taxes. Do you know how long it takes in California for them to go after you?
No, I have no idea, but that goes back to my notices of status. In all of that paperwork, which is quite lengthy, I've made my claim to my property as being free and clear and allodial. I'm not going and getting land patents and all that other stuff, because I didn't create those patents. I didn't create that. It's just an established fact that, and a truth, that my family has been there first in time is first in line. Everybody knows that's my home. I've been there all my life. My family built it. There was nothing there before that.
So it's multi-generational.
No one else has made any claim to it.
Right.
So, I've voided all contracts with the government ad initio. You know, and that means from the beginning, if people don't understand that, that means the contract never existed in the first place.
Well, I mean, there's common law that says the cops can't come in your house, but they did, and the government may very well choose to steal your property. We're just trying to ascertain what went on here.
Yeah, it's just interesting because they're
going to have to prove where they got the claim to force me to pay taxes.
Odds are good what they're I hope they do. I hope they actually do answer that question, because I've got a similar case up here right now. It's not property tax related, but I am going to be demanding on a parking ticket that they show me the obligation, show me the proof of obligation that I agreed to obey their ordinances. Because it's my understanding, Star, and there's I'm not somebody who has filed a bunch of paperwork, because I just don't think it's for me. It doesn't seem I don't think they care. They're going to do what they're going to do. They're going to aggress, and they're likely going to get away with it until we can get enough people to stand together and say, this is it. We're not going to participate in this anymore, because they the definition of a state, if you look it up in a legal dictionary, it involves essentially people coming together on a voluntary basis to form a society, which is, again, a group of people coming together for a common purpose. And in this case, it's supposedly for protection. Of course, we know that the state has admitted time and time again that they have no obligation to protect. But nonetheless, that's what a state is. And so my position, and I think it sounds similar to yours, is that, well, I never consented to this. I'm not a part of your society. And now I'm making it very clear that I'm not a part of your society. I don't think that's going to stop them from aggressing against me. It clearly hasn't stopped them from aggressing against you. But nonetheless, I still want to find out more about your case. So if you don't mind, hang on. We'll bring you back. Adam's been sitting quietly as we've gone through all this, and I definitely still want to hear from him on this, because he's over at copblock.org following the case. He actually has gotten involved, made some phone calls to the police out in California. We'll talk about those conversations coming up, and you can call him.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486, or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site we give away, including live streams, our webcam, listen lines, various different ways for you to listen into the program. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com.
Why would you want anything other than the best when it comes to personal protection? That's why we have teamed up with Tiger Light at tiger.freetalklive.com. You can go over there and check it out. It is the greatest little flashlight with an integrated pepper spray, and it has the stopping power of a handgun at close range. Tiger Light, tiger.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we go back here to our guests. We've got Adam from copblock.org. Adam Miller is with us, and also we also have Star from California, and we've been watching your video. Luther here in the studio has been watching your video during the break, Star, of these government bureaucrats, sheriff's department people, and some guy calling himself a bail enforcer. They break into your home. They're looking for apparently a friend of yours who is clearly not there. They rummage through your entire home as you are videoing the whole thing. And you point out that you sent them paperwork essentially stating that you're a sovereign individual and that you don't have any agreements with them. Mark was asking during the break a question that I think is worthy of asking here, and that is, Mark, do you want to ask it? Because I don't know if I'll phrase it right.
So, Star, you said you're a sovereign woman on the land, and that you had filed, you know, some sort of papers with the government bureaucrats at their inside their lair, and that you were no longer paying your property taxes, and that they had to prove something or other in order to, they would have to take you to court and take you off the land. They would have to prove something, and they couldn't prove it, and so therefore you just essentially didn't have to pay property taxes. Is that right?
Well, yeah. Essentially, I put them on notice of every kind of authority or jurisdiction that they could possibly presume or assume over me. That they don't have any, in any way, shape, or form, that all of, that every, all of my property land or my body or my car or any other property, intellectual property.
Right, because the government claims they claim,
and no one has any authority to use it or depict it in any way without my express written permission.
If you,
and
then, right, if you actually look at some of the government's own founding documents, they reference how they're founded by consent. And, of course, the idea is to withdraw your consent. But then you, when you do that, you find out that they just don't really care about your consent at all. It's all just an illusion and a cover for violence. So I guess the question that you were asking, Mark, was do you feel like it's actually going to do anything, that the paperwork has made any sort of difference, that it is going to in any way inhibit them from aggressing against you? Right. It doesn't seem that way.
Do you believe these violent people?
Well, it doesn't seem that way, but this is how they try to intimidate you and, you know, to get you to submit back to their jurisdiction. Just like that one agent saying, I'm telling him, I'm not under federal jurisdiction. He says, yes, you are. I said, no, I'm not. I mean, these people have been served with these. I haven't filed anything. I attempted to file some things or record them, but the recorders refused to record them. That's my other videos where you can see me serving the
yeah. You go
recorders.
Into the county recorder's office and they call in like six cops to come deal with you. It's an amazing
video.
But
I'm the one who requested the sheriff. But
regardless,
see, I'm not going to make a complaint with the sheriff until they verify their oaths to me.
Regardless
that they are indeed sheriffs.
Right. Regardless of whether or not people believe that the particular approach you're taking is going to be effective, I have to commend you for taking it. Some people, I think, will be very critical of your, well, you know, she's not doing this right and this right. Because whenever you try to do something.
Right, sure. There's always some incantation.
Right.
And somebody says abracadabra when you say abracapocus. And, you know, like, there's always something
right,
in it that somebody's got some other way that you're supposed to do it.
I've done this before. You know, I've gone in and to a courtroom and told them I don't consent and all this stuff. And they
but
still
as far as I'm concerned, those people just think that you're saying I'm a dancing peacock. You know, here's my handle, here's my spouse.
They don't
you
care.
Know, to them, it doesn't matter at all because
right.
they are violent individuals that have the veil of legitimacy that's all they care about, and they don't care whether you consider yourself to be a sovereign individual on the land or whatever. They'll take your property because they can.
But I have to commend you for having
yes.
the courage to stand
yeah.
up
sure.
against these thugs. If only we had more people in this country and around the world like you, Star, who actually had the courage to stand up and say, I am a free person. I'm free in my mind. You thugs rummaging through my home. I'm going to point this camera at you and show the world who you people really are. Good on you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it all boils down to we need to relearn. This is a concept that I have. Diction versus definition of words. There's such a big difference. And people think that when they look in a dictionary that they are reading the definition of a word, and they're not. They're reading a dictation of how that word is used in a context, but not the actual definition of the word. And so then once it becomes a diction, it becomes a term of art. And so it's no longer a word, just like the word person.
Well, are you talking? I'm a little confused by that, Star.
Absolutely, means a corporation, but we all believe that we're a person, except for me.
I'm a little confused by that. It seems to me that what you're talking about is the definitions in a legal sense versus what you would typically find in an English dictionary. I mean, the definition of person from a regular dictionary is clear that it's, you know, you and me, human beings, that kind of thing. But when you look at a legal dictionary, that's when you start to see things like corporations and stuff like that. And so in many cases, when the government is using words, they're not necessarily using the words you think they're using. They're using words with a special legalese definition to them. I wish you the best of luck out there. I hope that you'll keep us up to date with your case, and certainly we'll follow it through the folks over at copblock.org. Anything else you want to share tonight, Star, with our audience?
Well, I just think it's most important for people to really define these words and understand the difference between a word and a term of art.
And Star,
because they've taken all these words that we think means something, a name. And I'm not just talking about legal dictionaries. I'm talking about almost any dictionary, because they've all been mandated by the controllers what these dictations are of the meanings. So that, I think, is the most important thing, is to learn these very simple words again and begin to use them in our everyday life and stop using their terms of art. And it's not as easy for them to trap us.
Star, thanks so much for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and good luck out there, because I know it's not easy, especially out in California, to deal with this kind of stuff. Especially, I don't know how much support she has. But I know that it probably is nowhere near the amount that that she could have if she were in a place like New Hampshire, where we've got hundreds of liberty-minded people, many of whom are very amicable towards the idea of personal secession. In fact, up here, and Adam, are you still with us?
I am here.
All right,
don't
cool. I definitely want to talk about how Cop Block has gotten involved in this situation. But up here, we're forming the Shire Society at shiresociety.com, where we are effectively going to form our own voluntary society that is, exists alongside, if you will, the coercive one that that currently exists and that is obviously the most popular one. But I like the idea of, well, okay, if their society is legitimate because a bunch of guys got together and, signed a document called the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, then we can just ape that. We can do the exact same thing, and then we'll have our own society, and people can withdraw from the government society and join the Shire Society. Again, well, it's not going to stop them from aggressing against you.
Yeah, that's a different sort of government, essentially. And you know what governments do with other governments they don't like, right?
I really don't care. So Adam is with us. If I was worried about what they might do, Mark, I wouldn't be here doing what I'm doing.
Writing down the pieces of paper is, I'm just saying, that's what governments do with other organizations called governments that they don't like.
Whatever. Okay, 800-259-9231. I understand that there's risk involved here, Mark, that these are aggressive people who don't like their power structure being threatened. But
let's
I don't live to... I'm not going to create a government that's coercive. It's a voluntary society, Mark. We can talk more about it if you want. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything more with that and you'll learn moments.
Getting a mortgage without a down payment or just refinancing your home can be tough right now. But if you've served in the U.S. Armed Forces, Reserves, or National Guard, it doesn't have to be. I'm Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct. After serving in Operation Iraqi Freedom, I now help other vets get their financial needs met. Our team of professionals understands the special benefits under the law for veterans. We have over 20 years of VA home mortgage experience, including refis to VA loans at lower rates.
On your feet!
If you're a veteran in need of a mortgage or interested in a refi for cash out or lower payments, call 888-900-VA-LOAN now or go online to varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN, varadio.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine stain-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of...
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll-free, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark. Join us online, freetalklive.com, all the features we give away. So enjoy those. Even if you like the show, you can help support us by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. We go back to Adam Miller. He's with us from copblock.org. And Adam's been listening and being very patient as we talked with Star, who is the lady whose video footage you've posted over at copblock.org. She has basically declared herself a sovereign individual, and the government bureaucrats prove they don't give a damn by coming into her home, breaking in, jimmying her back door, and just coming right in and searching it, looking for some guy allegedly on – they claim they were bail enforcement, but you say you talked to the guy they were looking for and that there's nothing active in the court system for him?
Yeah, they say they're looking for Andrew or Allen, and the person I talked to was Allen, and he doesn't have a bench warrant. They actually, after they raided and ransacked Star's home, they found him at his father's place, where they interrogated him, roughed him up, and to his claim, held a gun to his head and told him, because, again, this isn't over about a bench warrant. This is about finding Joe, the person who was beaten by these same police officers. Men with badges, and is like now like serving them with these similar notice and saying that he's going to hold these officers personally accountable, not suing them like us with MHD is through their own system. He wants to go after them personally, and so now it's caused a lot of violence. And even though the cops weren't physically violent to Star in that video, they were to Allen and Star, who didn't bring this up. Her dog was like shaking and it's like wouldn't go outside and had its tail between its legs for a long time. Which I suspect they tased the dog when they went around back out back, so they didn't like violate any person, but they tased the dog for no reason.
Yeah, she did. She did. Right. She notes in one of her videos that the dog is not barking, which apparently was unusual for her dog. So, did she prove that the dog was tased, or is that a presumption?
That's what she's presuming as its demeanor and some whatever actions afterwards.
I mean, when you've got a dog, you know your dog, you know what they behave, you know how they behave, you
sure.
know what they do, you know when they bark and they don't, and this dog was not barking when it should have when these men were in the backyard with it, and we know what cops do when it comes to dogs, and I don't know if you've covered that yet on copblock.org. Again, copblock is a fairly new website. Have you covered any of the dogs being killed by or attacked by police stories?
We haven't. There's so, you know, there's one thing there isn't of it's a lack of content for a police brutality site,
yeah.
which is unfortunate. But no, there's several things that are still in the queue, and things like you know, this incident come up and it's timely, so I mean, we'll definitely get to some of those, and definitely some of the civil disobedience things that go on in Keene with the protests and stuff.
You know, for whatever reason, when the cops kill a dog, it pulls on more heartstrings than when they shoot a human being. I don't know why, but that just seems like
dogs, man's best friend.
People love dogs, and they always think that the human being did something wrong. Like whenever the cops do something to a human being that is just tyrannical and awful, many people will just make excuses. Oh well, you know, they're the police. They were after a bad guy. So it's okay whatever they did to him. It's all right that they put a bullet in his head, or they shot that baby that he was holding, or you know, whatever. They kind of put it all aside when it's human beings. But when it's a dog that gets killed by a cop, then there's no question. I mean, the dog, especially if there's video footage of it. There was this one story from I think it was Tennessee a few years ago, where a family was pulled over on the side of the road. The cops wanted to search the car. They opened the door to the car, even though the family begged them not to. The dog runs out, and it's just a happy little golden retriever or something like that. It's wagging its tail and running about, and wags its tail and runs up to one of the cops, who puts a shotgun to its head and blasts it away. I mean, it was just absolutely sick. And, of course, I don't think anything happened to the cops in that case.
No, same with the DEA agents in California when they were raiding a by state laws, legal marijuana distribution, whatever the center, whatever they're calling them out there, the dispensaries. Mm-hmm. And the dog, which was a mixed breed but had like a pit bull head, so they shot the dog, nicest dog in the world. They have videos of it, and yeah, they shoot it 3 times. I mean, probably pretty much just so they wanted to probably shoot something.
There's that, and some people would speculate. Adam, some people would speculate that not only do they trigger happy and they're sick and, adrenaline-twisted, adrenaline-junkie sadists, but also that if they shoot a dog or they threaten to shoot a dog or the family cat or something like that, that will get someone to lash out at them and give them the excuse to beat you or possibly kill you. So it may be a really devious tactic on the part of the most sadistic of cops to try to gin up some sort of a fight between the homeowner and the cops, whereas normally the homeowner would be very obedient. You threaten the dog, all of a sudden they might decide to lash out in an attempt to protect their animal. But let's get back to Star's case, where they busted into her home and she got video footage of it. It's all up there at copblock.org. How has CopBlock gotten involved? Because unlike most police brutality websites, you don't just report on the brutality.
Yeah, that's correct. I love what some of the other things out there, like Injustice News and the Cop Watchers organizations do, but where I think CopBlock differs, or where I would like it to differ, is not only to have several different viewpoints come in, which is why we have contributors like Win Liberty, who chooses to like work within the system, and in the Kern County Sheriff's situation, he's actually filed a complaint, and he's going to get like their policy and all these things in writing, a very long, tedious process that me personally doesn't care to contribute to. But he does, and then we'll be able to highlight that for people. Another thing that we'd like to take to the next level, besides being diverse and showing several methods and tactics, is actually calling these, showing how huge and like unbelievable the double standard is within police stations. I mean, when I called this current shouting sheriff, Officer Barnes, he didn't want to tell me a single thing. I mean, not even something as simple as like the standard officers are on paid leave. I mean, which is still wrong and just ridiculous, but he wouldn't even give you that. And he's already backing his men and telling you how, we'll start an investigation, cops investigating cops. And so that's what we like to do at CopBlock. We like to take it to the next level. We encourage people like myself who just wanted to call. I didn't want to file a formal complaint, but I wanted to let him know that I don't appreciate this and people shouldn't be acting this way, and that if that were me and some of my friends that were banging on Star's door or climbing through her window with what, who knows what our intentions even were. You knew what these guys' intentions were. They were screaming what their intentions were to search her home. But if it were me, I would have been handcuffed, booked, pictures taken, strip searched, thrown in a cage before lunch, you know. And to the fact that these officers get this padded line of protection of their own, it's just ridiculous. So we'd like to take it a step further and highlight that process, show people and encourage people to get involved to some level. We have a list of ideas on CopBlock that people can get active and really kind of make CopBlock the content that they'd like to see. And if you want to read that, you can go to copblock.org/beactive.
I love it. I think it's a great website. It's one that I quickly added to my blog aggregator, and the content just keeps coming up. And how many contributors do you have on the site now besides yourself?
Well, three. I was going to say that. You were saying that it would be great to get CopBlock in Keene. We actually had a guy that came on. His first post will be next Monday. and he's going by the handle Dr. Q, but he attends, what is the college there?
King State,
yeah. So he goes there, and he's already contributing to our fan page putting up several links. And so we do have a cop block person on the ground right there in Keene to cover things until we can get there.
Fantastic.
So,
all right. So
we're always looking for more, so people can, you know, whatever your level is, as long as it's pro-cop accountability, I mean, this isn't my website. I want it to be a source for and a tool for people to use to, I mean, a lot of times when you call cops, you give them their name, they start harassing you like Star and Nisigo are going through. Feel free to use Cop Block. I mean, even you guys, when I was doing some other things with just some local police, allowed me to do the Free Talk Live reporter, and those things kind of work. You get to, you know, you get a little more respect, and you don't have to give up your own personal information. We have a phone number for Cop Block that's just a voicemail. If you people want to use that, and then just shoot me an email to let me know that they did, and I should be expecting this message so I know what's up. I mean, it's just a way to try to get people active to whatever level they like, to highlight their tactics, and people can pick and choose from what works and doesn't.
Great. I definitely noticed the idea of encouraging people to call the police and voice their displeasure with the aggression that that they're seeing is definitely a tactic that has had, I think, some effect up here in New Hampshire. Whenever somebody gets busted for whatever, one of the activists up here, the word goes out. We send it out via a local voicemail service called Porcupine 411. The word goes out, and people usually will supply the phone number for the local police department. And people call in, and they call in, and sometimes it gets to the point where the people answering the phone at the police department are so frustrated by having to deal with all the phone calls, they'll say, please have your friend stop calling. And well, why don't you stop arresting our friends? You know, stop hurting peaceful people, and we'll leave you alone.
Sure, maybe that's just enough to get them to push them over the edge to make them realize what their job really is. So be it. I know Pete Eric, another one that was on the Motorhome Diaries with me, we called about Sovereign Curtis, and I videotaped that for him. And the guy just kept hanging up on him, the guy in booking, because he was just so irritated of the numerous amounts of phone calls.
And you make videos of that, by the way. People can see video footage of you making speakerphone calls, basically, so you can hear both sides of the conversation between you, Adam, and Pete, in some cases, and these cops and their spokes bureaucrats and everything. And it's interesting to see how rude they are and how they handle a concerned member of the public. Thanks for the call tonight, man. We appreciate you spending your time with us. Copblock.org.
Good night, man.
Good night.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Adam. More coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.